Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
What's up? Welcome.
And everybody in this room wants to wish you a Merry Christmas or a Happy Holidays, however you get down. There's what? Kwanzaa, there's regular Christmas, there's Hanukkah.
The whole
thing in a bag, all right? Now, hopefully you got everything you wanted on your Christmas list, and if not, better luck next year. Start working on it, all right? Later, Kristen Bell admits to lying to her children. That's going to put you on the naughty list. Plus, we have our fifth best clap back in 2018, and unlike most of these happening on social media, this one was on live TV, so make sure you stick around to find out who that was. But first, Brat, what you got?
So we've heard this story before. A pretty woman talks about how she was overlooked as the leading lady at first, but then somehow blossomed into a sex symbol and Hollywood took notice. But what if I told you the same thing happened to sexy-ass Bradley Cooper?
Really?
OMG, that's right. Bradley, who's been chosen People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in the past, once said he wasn't considered the leading man. Bradley said this in an interview. I've always been an underdog. I was always operating under the lens of not really being seen as the main guy. I've heard it all my career. Early on, I didn't get a role because they said I wasn't f***able.
But you know, he really made his rise in, Hangover?
Hangover.
Yeah. So, like, before that, maybe he really wasn't, you know, considered that attractive. Because he was, like, much older, like,
he's
late cute. 30s. But, you know, Chris Pratt went through the same thing. Because, remember, he was, like, kind of bigger.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie, I miss the old Chris Pratt because he was super funny.
Was he funny?
Yes, he seemed more funny before. Yeah, but now he's like, you know, this superhero.
Action star.
Yeah.
Like, when he was on Parks and Rec, like, he seemed like that guy. Like, yo, he probably let me sit with him at the lunch table.
Yeah, like a Seth Rogen, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I think I like these guys when they're un-able.
But anyway, y'all, honey, actress Salma Hayek gave her daughter Valentina the birthday gift of her dreams. And it wasn't some extravagant toy. Instead, Salma allowed the 11-year-old to cut her hair. And not a trim, but a real haircut, honey. Now, don't believe me? Let's take a look.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but what they didn't tell you is her daughter spent summers going to Tony and Guy.
I was about to say, yes, she got honey. Some official scissors,
she
honey.
She practiced, honey, but she held the scissors knowing that she knew what she was doing.
I can tell you right now, those are like $200 scissors that she's holding, okay?
Yeah. Did you look at the bathroom real official. And the tub and the marble?
I couldn't get past the marble on the tub and the floor.
Okay, that's how we be
looking at it. And I'm like, okay, girl, Miss Valentina in this beautiful bathroom. And
did those hands not look skilled to y'all? They look so skilled, like they knew what they was doing.
She did know what she was doing, but...
And if she did mess up, baby, they got the best wig.
Please understand.
You're right about that.
Please understand the best anything that they can get, dog.
She did better than some of the hairstylists, because I swear I'd be asking for a trim, and next thing I know, I'll come out there with a fade.
Okay.
She'd be like, all right, now, dang, where is my hair? But what would y'all let y'all kids do? Because it seemed like she saved money, y'all. First of all, this was free.
Yeah.
What would y'all let y'all kids do for you similar to this? Hey, Craig, would you let your kid give you a lineup?
No. Maybe my oldest.
No.
And no.
My dad didn't even let us cut the yard. It was his yard, so he wouldn't even let us cut our own yard. So.
But he let you rake up them leaves,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you could do all that, but right. You can't cut it. You couldn't edge it or none of that, but mm-hmm. We could cut it, though. So, I don't know. I'll let my kid make my bed.
Yeah, I mean, my kid could do anything for me. Anything but touch me. You don't got to do nothing to me. Don't do my makeup. Don't cut my hair. Don't do nothing. But you can sure clean this house, wash them dishes, cook that dinner, and everything else.
Anything glam, we leave it up to the glam squad.
Thank you.
You want like a little slave.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, Portia, listen up, because Sierra has got the key to leveling up after childbirth to get your pre-baby body back.
Ooh, let me tell me everything, girl.
I'm telling you now, honey, Sierra did an interview, and she said the key to her snapback is exercise, of course, but you won't believe how much exercise and how often.
Now, how much?
Sierra said in an interview, it was kind of like, wake up in the morning, breastfeed, eat a small meal, go train, come back in, breastfeed, eat another meal, go train, then come back, have another meal, and then a third training session at night. It was a good challenge, one I set for myself, not for anyone else. Taking care of myself makes me feel really good, and I want to keep it sexy too, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Those are first world married to a football player problems. Nowhere in there was work.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, when do I do dish?
Okay.
Hold on now, what about the housewives?
Now, during breastfeeding time, I guess.
Ooh, yeah, that's a lot. You know, it's hard enough to get to the gym 3 times a week.
Okay.
More or less 3 times a day.
You have a gym in your house.
Yeah, I need a more. Can I get something for regular folk?
Yeah, like a little more toned down.
Yeah. Goodness. I don't know if I quite have to have Sierra body. I dream about that. I don't think I ever really have Sierra body.
Because she ain't never been fat.
No, she ain't never been
she
fat.
She never really had to really burn off no real, real pounds.
Mm-mm. I want, what's that, Jay Hudson?
Jennifer Hudson.
I want her diet. Yeah. Well, she looks reasonable.
Actually, she didn't really do the Weight Watchers thing. Remember, she got the gastric.
She's going to get a good old number to a doctor.
She came out and said.
Oh, she came out and said?
She had gastric.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, what are they doing
that's
to bypass
why she stopped
that? Do they got
advertising
a deal?
Get a Groupon.
Yeah. Let's
call Tiffany Haddish. She got the Groupon connect.
Now, Kristen Bell is one of the most relatable celebrities in Hollywood. She talks openly about marriage, motherhood, parenting, and everything in between. And even though some parenting experts would say lining your child isn't a good thing, Kristen admits she does it all the time.
Oh, that's right. Forget them experts.
That's right. They don't know nothing. Kristen had this to say about lying to her kids. She said, I've also lied to them about when their birthday is. Well, like, if it's a Wednesday and we can't celebrate and we're both working late, then guess what?
What?
Your birthday is Saturday. They don't know.
Oh. That's true. If they're under, like, what? Okay, let's respect them. So if they're under 3, it does not matter. Your birthday is whenever I say it is.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Unless you got one of them, like, just smart, woke children that understands what a calendar is and how to read those dates.
Yeah.
Like, my 3-year-old was very aware when his birthday was and when he turned 4.
Daddy, I was born at 3:42 in the morning at the hospital around the corner
Have you ever been lied to about anything as kids?
Yes.
What?
I will never forget my mother. I love her dearly. But she used to tell me for some reason that I was the one that was adopted. And I'd be like, Mommy, I wasn't adopted. I came out of you. She'd be like, no, honey, they just dropped you at my door. I'd be like, nuh-uh. And then she finally told me that it wasn't true, that I was her actual daughter.
Aww.
Yes, oddly heartwarming, right?
Well, when I would get a whooping, my mama would say, this hurts. This gonna hurt me more than it hurt you.
Lies.
And that was a lie.
It sure was.
Okay, I don't care. Ma, don't be mad.
And why she ain't crying then?
My mom used to lie to me about, like, just the weirdest stuff.
Like,
I'd be like, hey, Dad, can you take me to, like, you know, insert place that I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, can't, son. The car is tired.
No, not the car tired.
And I'm like, what does that mean? How long does the car need to rest?
Oh, my God. My dad told us he was going to take us to Magic City, and he actually showed us where it was. And then later on, I grew up, I found out, that's not a Magic City. Mm. That's a strip club.
Yeah, but it was Magic City, but not so early.
It was magic for him.
Well, Portia, honey, and Brad, can you smell that?
What?
It's the smell of our new Christmas game.
Yay!
So come back and see who wins. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Hey.
It is Christmas Day, and we want to keep the holiday cheer going. So I think it's the perfect time to play Name That Christmas Scent.
Oh!
All right, y'all, here's how the game goes. We have four items that'll be passed around, and you're going to take a sniff. And when I ask you all what you think it is, you shout out your answer. Now, whoever has the least amount of correct answers has to wear this big Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer nose throughout the commercial break. And, of course, there's going to be a catch, right? There's going to be some blindfolds. You'll have to wear them, Johns. And you will have to put them on right now because you can't see the items because then that's totally cheating. So make sure don't drop the items and let's get it popping. Y'all ready?
Ready!
Let's go then. All right, Portia, we're about to send the first item in front of your nose so you can smell it. Tell us what you think this first thing is. Let's go.
Boy. Oh, those are chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. Pass it to the next person. Let's see if she's right.
Do I get one?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all wash your
them
hands?
Them cookies, them chocolate chip cookies, sure is.
Is we supposed to call it out?
Got macadamians in them?
Mm. Can't tell you that.
Oh, is them from the American
them
Fields, cookie
them
place?
Them Miss Fields.
You guys may be wrong. For all you know, those could be socks.
Oh, hey. Who no feed socks. Them is? I lick them. Oh.
That's chocolate silver bells.
Chocolate silver bells?
Mm-hmm. What's a silver bell?
Okay, then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you said cookies, you are correct.
Yes! Oh, get my cookie.
Now it's time for the next item. Let's start with Gary, actually. What you think, Gary?
Is this a Christmas smell?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Tell us what
smell
you think
like
it is.
Damn chocolate chip cookies that I just smelled. That smell like
okay, that's your answer. Keep it moving. Next nose.
What's that, like a carrot cake? Or...
Don't say it out loud, he said.
Oh, well, hell, why I just said it out then?
It was wrong anyway, boo.
Yeah, he was good and wrong.
No, okay. Y'all cheating.
Oh, I know it. Oh, I know what it is.
Okay,
and I feel
move
like,
on. She know now.
I feel like
all right,
home.
If you think you know what it is, yell it out.
Gingerbread something.
Yeah, it was a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
Or a carrot cake.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Fig Newton.
That is correct.
How the f*** you know that's a Fig
Newton? Because my grandma
Newton.
Eat them all the time, okay?
We ain't had eat them house. It was something crunchy in them.
My grandma loved them.
I love Fig Newton, but that didn't smell like no Fig Newton. Mm-mm.
All right, let's start with the brat first this time. This should be easy.
Ooh,
I think I just got high.
It's them weed brownies.
It smells like pine wood chips or some I don't know what that is.
All right, next person.
And
when you're good, Gary, right you can up. Pass it on.
Oh.
Christmas tree.
Is okay. Everything edible?
Pine cones.
Is it a cookie?
Okay, she done. Mm.
All right, let's know.
All right.
At the count of three, yell it out. One, two, three.
Gingerbread cookies.
What?
Liquor?
Gingerbread cookies.
It's cinnamon.
No one, Brad.
Cinnamon sticks.
Gary said cinnamon sticks first, so Brad and Portia, y'all both get a point for cinnamon sticks. Congratulations.
Bitch, I said cinnamon sticks. Cinnamon
y'all
sticks.
Both get a point.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, Gary.
Oh, Christmas. You're all wrong. All right, next up.
That's right. That's why
bad.
I said
Gary
that.
And Portia, Gary and Portia, my bad. Yeah, Gary and Portia, y'all both get a point. Now for the last and final item. Let's start with Portia.
She done.
Oh, I know what that is. I don't need smell no more.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what that is.
No.
Gary.
All right. At the count of three, we're going to yell it out. One, two, three, go.
Cocoa.
Vanilla.
Marshmallows.
Portia, you are correct. It was marshmallows.
How in the hell she got
because
that right?
Because I'm a hound dog.
How did the hell you get cocoa out of that?
Well, I smelled cocoa.
All right, so now it's time to present the nose to the first Name That Scent loser. And ladies and gentlemen, it's none other than Gary with the T.
Oh, ooh, Gary.
You need a new nose, so that one is yours.
Oh.
How did she get marshmallow?
I'm pregnant. I can smell everything. I know exactly what I'm smelling from a mile away.
She got a point.
Yeah.
Pregnant women smell everything.
Sorry, babe.
Up next, need some tips on how to break in those Christmas shoes? This wife has some great advice. All of this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody!
All right.
So did you get new shoes for Christmas? Well, a British television presenter named Holly Willoughby has a pretty interesting suggestion on what to do with them. She recently revealed she likes to wear new shoes when she gets busy in the bedroom with her husband.
Are they stilettos?
Let me tell you, girl. She says, I love wearing new shoes during sex, and not just because it's kinky. I'm not a foot fetish or anything, but I have found the best way to break in new shoes is to wear them during sex.
Oh, so she like to be on her feet.
She adds, it becomes a sort of rule whenever I get a new pair of shoes, I always wear them in the bedroom during the sex act before I take them outside.
Wow. So many questions, like what kind of shoes? Are these flats? Are these pumps? Are these sneakers?
Yeah, and are they in the air?
Or I can tell you one thing. I bet her husband keeps her with a hell of a collection, honey.
Third pair this week.
That's right. You gotta break them in.
A pair a day.
That's a good rule right there.
I guess, of course, how you break in your new shoes?
Yeah, this wouldn't work for me because I'd be on my back.
Oh. Lazy.
Very. They call me fish.
You're more of a blowfish.
Well, moving on, we all have our favorite celebs, but these fans have taken it to a whole new level. Now, let's take a look at the most outrageous fan tattoo.
No way.
This is a bit extreme.
That's not real. Can't be. No way.
Now, you can look at the red abrasions above her head. It looks like there's some irritation from when she just got it done.
Wow.
Because, like, what if, like, later on down the game, right, Drake turns into, like, Bill Cosby level bad, and you got this man's name on your forehead?
Exactly. Well. And, you know, some of these rappers change their names from time to time.
Yeah.
And even artists like Prince went from Prince to the symbol.
Yeah.
She's got to cover that whole thing up.
A super fan tattooed Kevin Hart's Jumanji character on him.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's real nice.
That is, now, that's dope. That is freaking, are we sure that's not Kevin Hart's arm?
So one person got Beyonce's picture put on her from when she was in that telephone video.
Yeah.
That's nah.
Shout out to artist Samuel Patusek.
Yeah, these are very good.
I can't do it, though. I can't go in like this for anybody.
So there's nobody that you're a fan of enough to the point to where you would get a tattoo of them on your person?
Nobody. I just, you know, I just can't. And it's on you forever?
Exactly, forever.
Now, Brad, if a fan got a tattoo of you on their body, how would that make you feel?
I wouldn't mind.
But it depends on where the tattoo is placed, too.
Yeah. Location is everything.
Yeah.
Like, what's the craziest place you ever see the tattoo of yourself on a fan?
The stomach.
That above the belly button or below?
Just right in the middle.
Okay, that'll work.
I think we have it.
Check it out. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cute, though.
She had it. She's had it for a very long time.
It was lowercase.
A rat life.
You stupid.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, it's been a year of fabulous feud. Come back to see who had the fifth best clapback of 2018. We'll be right back. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Woo, this is a good one. We have the fifth best clapback of 2018.
Get into
it's
it.
It's Janine Pirro, honey. She showed up on The View to talk about her book and got curved real quick by Whoopi. Let me refresh your memory. Take a look.
But here's my question for you because you talk about...
I am not just...
Did you just point at me?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have... Trump derangement. You know what's horrible?
What's horrible when
the president of the United States whips up people to beat the hell out of people.
No.
Say goodbye.
I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, I love me some Whoopi.
I thought Whoopi was going to open up a can of Whoop ass.
Okay.
Now, Judge Pirro should have known better. You do not go around diagnosing people with Trump derangement syndrome. Mm. Now, everybody that come on The View know you don't want no smoke with Whoopi. Come on now.
That's right. She don't bother nobody.
That lady was over-talking.
She said, did you point your finger at me? Point your finger at me.
Okay.
That's when I knew.
Ooh.
You don't tell a black woman to calm down. You don't point your finger and you definitely don't say hush.
When she pointed her finger at her, it took her back to color purple.
What you done to me?
Now, what do y'all tell people when y'all are done with the conversation? What y'all say?
If we on the phone, I'd be like, hold this.
I just say miracles and blessings.
You have never told me miracles and blessings.
Okay.
I done got other things, but not miracles and blessings.
That was that day.
He say, bye, bitch, or no niece.
Don't try me. Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.